Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Everybody ready? Let's go.
Testing one.
And that's a great way to start. Blanco Brown, everybody. I'm so excited because going into this, of course, the Get Up is now sweeping the nation. You know what I mean? It's just... And a lot of these... Yes. Yes, sir.
Good for you.
And a lot of these stories, and I, you know, when you go through and you start thinking about interview questions. And so my thing was usually when something busts out of nowhere like this, it's, okay, so what are you going to do when all this is over? You know, and your answer would be like, well, I hope it gets done by the holidays because, you know, women's shoes are big at the holidays and I can go back and make some money and pick up some extra shit.
That's funny.
You're not new to the industry. No. You're not new to the business. In fact, we already kind of know you in a way. Chris Brown.
Crazy.
Pitbull. Fergie. Were there hits that you were associated with? Was there stuff that we know?
Yeah.
Throw one out there. That was your work.
Myth Money.
Nah. That was you.
Yeah.
I love this. So now if I'm following the time, well, you take me from the timeline. So you're the producer. Then you get this idea in the back of your head. Where did the Get Up start? When did that come into your head?
Oh man, I started with a lap steel and I had never played it before. So when I hit the first chord, it was horrible.
He's for real from Georgia, too, if you didn't
know
this. He's for real from honest
He's
to God.
He's my people. This is my people.
Right? Like, me too. Okay.
And then I was just like, I got to make it work because I'm a producer at heart. Yep. So I tuned it like I tuned my guitars. Open E, which is a fret chord, bar chord. And I got a dope loop. Boom, boom, boom. And after that, I was just like, okay. I put snares, 808s, hi-hats, kicks, spoons, tambourines, anything I could find to put on a track that'll be great. And then I beatboxed on it. And after that, I started writing the record. It felt so joyous. I was just like, I need a song that complements it. So I'm an engineer, and I engineer for a lot of people also. So that's an advantage. I was able to...
Right.
Cut it, paste it here. Then I started recording vocals. As I was recording the vocals, I was making the dance up.
Oh, okay. That was my question. I'm like, what comes first? The, you know, the dance or the song?
Yeah. I was doing them as I was recording them. And I had never done the whole song together. And after I got done and I did the whole dance, I almost passed out.
Because you're like, oh my God. Because you've made hits, because you've watched hits happen, because you've watched superstar artists have superstar songs, then you go, oh, I just did it for myself.
Man, as soon as I got done, I shot a little video clip the next day, the next morning, and I sent the video to Zach Katz and John Loba. And they responded and said, oh, this is amazing.
By the way, John Loeb is standing in the room with us right now, too. And I'm kind of freaking out just a little because it's kind of cool.
Like
that the whole. So how long ago was this?
It was September last year. September.
Okay, so it has been recent. It's not like, well, back in 2001.
Oh, no. The stuff on the EP I started in 2012. I got a self-titled EP, Blanco Brown. And the Get Up, I did it last minute. The album was already done. It was wrapped. We were getting it mixed and mastered. And then I went and I got this lap steel from my homie that his dad lent to him. And I created the Get Up.
Lap steel is like a steel guitar that you hold on your lap? Is that what that is?
It's like a piano and a guitar have a baby.
Yeah, huh. And it's that classic country music, old country music sound.
Which you got from your grandmama.
Yeah.
Out in the sticks, Georgia.
Yeah, my great aunt, my grandma, everybody there from Butler, Georgia. Thomas and Megan Griffin, Butler, Taylor County.
And then you're spending time in Atlanta, and that's where the hip-hop comes in.
Yep. In the summer, I just felt so at ease going to the country. I forgot about the things that were happening in the hood.
Right.
It was like gunshots in the hood. versus gunshots in the country are two different gunshots.
Very different.
Very much so. Very much so. You don't duck in the country.
No.
You don't duck in the country. You go, oh, what are they doing and why didn't they call me?
Yeah.
No, exactly.
In the hood, you're like, oh, get out of there.
Yes. As quickly as possible.
Yeah.
So the roots are country music. And did you start writing country music initially?
Yep. I started writing country. This is going to be the funniest thing y'all ever. I started with soft rock.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Like Celine Dion? Like,
I wrote a record. Walk this road all alone. I can't eat. I can't sleep.
Oh,
I can't think.
Yeah.
And then I had the drum. And everybody laughed. So then,
sorry about that, by the way.
I started doing traditional country records, and everybody laughed.
Everybody laughed again.
They were like, man, you black, you can't do no country.
Right.
And I was just like, well, look at Darius Rucker.
Uh-huh.
And they were just like, Darius Rucker treated everybody. He was in Hootie and the Blowfish. And I was like, we're going to still do this. Around 2011, 2012, I started adding 808s to them.
Yep.
And that's how I came up with my sound. Trailer park music meets trap music. Trailer trap.
Trailer trap.
Got it.
I love it. I love it.
So back to the country music. Can you remember the first country music song you wrote? What was the hook?
I can't give y'all the lyrics because I'm going to use it.
Smart. Smart. And by the way, if you did give us the lyrics then too, Spence would use it.
That's
it. Because you know how that goes. Writers, you know. Well, it's not, you know, borrowed. I seem to remember hearing it somewhere. I don't know.
Wait, so obviously you have a lot of genres that you tap into. What do you go karaoke-ing? What do you karaoke with friends?
I don't karaoke.
You should start, because that would be...
You know, Khalid went karaokeing at some random barbecue place last week, and he went viral for singing Hallelujah. I'm just saying, it could be really, really cool.
It could be.
If this blows up for real, real, like if it blows,
yeah, like,
you know,
that,
if it goes Old Town Road level, yeah, which it's heading that direction, that's
hey,
fun.
That'd be amazing.
So you come up with all of it. It explodes in your brain. It comes out of your fingers and out of your voice and all of that all at once. And then you go, okay, now I have to proliferate. Oh, wait a minute. I'm a producer. I know people. So they're on board. Now, the labels, the way I hear the story, these traditional country types go, this is amazing. What did your hip-hop buddies say?
Oh, they said it was amazing, too. That's when I knew
Unreal.
I had, you know, merged the two in a fine packaging. Like... When you leave Sam Hunt concerts and stuff and you go back to the parking lot, they playing the Migos.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's what a lot of people don't understand. There's a lot of crossover there.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's like your favorite playlist. I just merged them together.
And then you started doing 45-second videos. That's your house, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a very nice house, by the way.
It's
lovely. It's a lovely residence.
Them socks were good to me that day.
So you start doing 45-second tutorials on the Get Up to teach people to dance, and then wham, and now how many views have you had lately?
Is it
like 10 million?
My video alone? No.
Yeah.
The views from everyone?
Yeah.
It was over sure. 2 billion.
Good Lord.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Good Lord Almighty.
It's crazy.
Are you seeing money from it yet?
I ain't seen none yet.
Because that's the business.
That come in time.
Yes, and that's what we're here for, to help spread the word. Keep this train rolling.
BBR, BMG going to take care of me. You know
sure.
what I'm saying? And then my companies and stuff, I still own my publishing.
Oh,
that's beautiful. Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, so that's
and you don't have to hire a producer, so that's good.
Nope, or an engineer.
Or an engineer.
So I just have friends. In low places.
and so then it's just out and now doing shows and keep it rolling and coming and visiting radio and getting after it.
As long as people smiling, I feel like I'm doing what my calling was. And to me, purpose is over everything.
I want to meet the person that's not smiling around Blanco Brown, because right? This is a good cat, man. Seriously, don't sleep on this. Learn the Get Up, do the Get Up, tell everybody about the Get Up. And then I know there's a plan B, but we'll visit that next time.
Not like the pill.
What?
What? You don't know nothing about the pill.
What?
Plan B. I really, I go with plan A, And I keep going with plan A.
Of course.
Plan B ends it. Plan B's done, man.
Plan B, that's it.
It's pulling the ripcord, plan B.
What did we learn today? Final exam today. What did we learn? There is no plan B. It's all just plan A. Oh, man. This is a guy that you can root for, man. Blanco, thank you for the time, man.
Thank you. Bless you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.